Hello and welcome to the Crystal and Stone podcast,
where we discuss all things crystals and...
We're your hosts. I'm Dylan.
And I'm Jess.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, everyone.
And welcome to Crystals and Questions. I like how we didn't practice that.
I realized, like, we didn't agree upon what this episode was actually going to be called before we started recording. So I'm glad we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah, we're on the same wavelength. Yeah, perfect, yeah. Perfect. So today what we're doing is we put on social media a kind of an open-ended invitation to ask us anything. It can be crystal-related, it can be personal, and we got quite a few questions.
We got so many questions.
So many, in fact, that we had to divide them into crystal-related and personal.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to start kind of like a back and forth. We're going to... I'm going to be reading the crystal questions. Jess is going to be reading the personal, and then we'll kind of just both answer them.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Well, I guess, well, let's dive right in.
Yeah, because we got a lot to get
through. Which I guess is my, like, new catchphrase. I've noticed I just, like, have said it in the last,
which,
like,
is a very Seeking Wilder thing.
Oh, yeah.
She always says, like, are you ready to dive deep? Or, like, let's dive in deep. Oh, like, particularly
I don't want to steal her catchphrase.
Particularly at the beginning of, like, any session that I have with her.
Okay, I need to come up with a new one and be like, let's rock this. Eh? Get it? Yeah,
no, I hated that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I tried.
You did try.
Maybe we can do a question about what Dylan's
catchphrase should be.
All right. So my first question, the first question that we got that was crystal related was...
These are all anonymous, by the way.
Yes. Well, okay, so they weren't. However, I was like, I'm not going to write down...
Yeah, you can see who the handles are, but we're not about to out people who ask whatever.
So the first question is, what are crystals and where do they come from? So, which is like a really good question kind of thing. A crystal, by definition, is kind of... And I'm going to work on getting this right. Crystal, by definition, is any solid that has a repeating and anatomic structure all the way through it. So inside and out, it has a very particular repeating pattern. And that's what is a crystal. It depends on the shape and size, but each way, if it has a solid repeating pattern, then it is considered a crystal.
Look at you bringing out your science teacher Dylan.
Oh, yes, honey. You know, that degree was not for waste.
And you, what's that guy? The guy who, like, he does all the, like, astrology stuff and, the after school special. No, nothing. But you're going to be the new him.
Okay. Yeah.
You can be the new Miss Frizzle.
Oh, yes. Okay. Miss Frizzle. I know that one. I'll happily be Miss Frizzle. All right, your turn.
So what was it? What are crystals?
Where do they come from? Crystals come
anywhere,
from all,
everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
We have, like, I mean, just in the store, we have crystals and stones from WA, from other parts of Australia, from South America, from parts of Asia, from... parts of Europe, most likely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because Moldavia is from Czechoslovakia.
I think the Czech Republic.
Czech Republic, sorry.
Yeah. But yeah, we have it from, I don't know. Yeah. We have it from all
from
over the world.
From everywhere. So.
Yeah. It just, again, if it's a solid, it's growing, coming from the ground, and it has that repeating pattern.
Yeah.
It is a crystal.
Nice. Okay. What was the worst hairstyle you ever had?
This one's an easy for me.
Uh-huh.
When I was like 16, I had my emo phase.
Oh, I'd love.
It was like My Chemical Romance and like The Used and like mm-hmm. Nightwish. Yeah. I like lived on that shit. And I had like a fringe. So I had a fringe, a long black fringe that like side parted, went down all the way down to like the bottom of my cheek.
I feel like we're going to have to like insert like a picture or something.
Yeah. So I'm going to turn to face it. And then like went down like this. And then the back was cut short, like pixie cut kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and spiky, but half of it, like from the black fringe,
yeah,
and then the back was bleach blonde. So when it spiked up, it looked blonde.
That's a choice. That's yep, a choice.
Yeah, that was a choice. And yeah, my parents tried to be like, it's a phase. And I was like, no, it's not a phase, Mom. You don't understand me. Yeah, I don't understand me either.
How long did that hairstyle last?
A year. Occasionally I put color in the blonde.
Okay.
It's so funny now looking back because my cousin is like a hairstylist.
Yeah.
And she was like a young hairstylist at the time, like just starting off. And I would tell her what I wanted and she was like, okay. And she would do it. God bless her. I love her to bits. And now she has her own salon back in Canada. Yeah. And like we reminisce about that time. And she's like, I would have never, like now owning my own salon, I would never let any of my hairdressers do what I did to your hair. Terrible.
Well, you know, I think you learn a lot from starting out in the like beauty industry and then you know, spending several years. You know, when you first start, you're like, the client is always right. Just do what the client says.
Yeah. No, and the client was wrong.
And then as you become more established, you're like, no, you know what? You have a reputation and you have like a established clientele. Yeah. So you can definitely be like, I'm going to tell you right now that we can't do that.
Yeah.
Like what you want, it's not happening.
Yeah.
I won't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have a whole lot of shame. So like when questions come up that are like, oh, what was your worst or what's your most embarrassing? Like, I don't look back on my childhood with a whole lot of cringe. If if I were going to say like, what's my worst hairstyle I've ever had, I guess my natural color before I did anything to my hair, I was blonde.
But you were blonde.
I was a blonde.
I thought you were brunette for some reason.
Nah, blonde, blue-eyed. The Nazis would have loved me.
Aryan child.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense. Cat's blonde.
Yeah. So I was blonde. And when I turned 12, I dyed my hair. I got my, like, professionally. I dyed my hair a nice dark chocolate brown, and I never looked back. And my hair has been a whole myriad of different shades ranging from brown to 1,000 different shades of red. I've had some blue and purple. So I guess my natural hair color, because I've never gone back to blonde and I don't think I ever would.
You know, I feel like I've just like, you know, when something's been hiding in plain sight the entire time and then you just finally see it. It's like you're leaving your keys on the like kitchen bench and you walk past them. Cause like your mom is blonde.
My mom is blonde. Yes.
Your siblings are like blonde or like dirty blonde.
Yes, they are.
So I'm like, okay.
It makes sense I'm also blonde. Yeah. But yeah, it's also why my brother, who now has darker brown hair as an older gentleman, why he and I get mistaken as the twins more so than Kat and Chris do, because Kat is still blonde and...
Oh, that makes sense.
So, yeah.
All right. So, our next question, how do crystals form?
Now, I guess you kind of covered that.
I did a little bit, but there's a couple of different ways that crystals form.
Yeah.
Crystals can form, again, it's that repeating atomic structure. Mm. However, it can be shaped by minerals flowing through water and collecting.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're looking at examples like geodes and things like that, it's like trickling water forming together and like the mineral deposits forming those repeating patterns.
Mm-hmm.
It can be formed through like molten rock,
mm-hmm.
cooling or bubbling or like whatever that can form a crystal just based on the heating and cooling of the earth. And again, repeating that structure, pressure as well. Can be, you know, you look at something like a diamond, right? Like that's because of a lot of pressure being put on it. And again, forming that repeating structure. So I guess there's many different ways that crystals form. It just depends on the type of crystal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. If you could be any fictional character, who would you choose?
Oh, that's tough. Okay. I'm going to say a very controversial answer. I would be Tally Youngblood from The Uglies, which is a book series that I'm obsessed with.
Mm-hmm.
Tally, I really loved Tally because she was a little bit of a rebel.
Uh-huh.
However, she still got to be beautiful. No, that is such a superficial answer. No,
it doesn't matter. Like,
no, I love the world that the Uglies is set in, mm-hmm. and so I would definitely choose to like live in that world.
Okay. I have two answers for this. I have like a fantasy character and someone who could actually exist and be a real person in this universe. Number one would be Man in Black Beak from the Throne of Glass series. My D&D character is based off of Man in Black Beak. She is named Manon. She is a couple of hundred-year-old witch who has like silver nails that like come out and they're like made of metal, and she has these like metal teeth that like click into place.
Sorry, I'm reading the book now, so I like.
She rides a dragon. She's freaking cool.
Yeah, she's really cool.
She's such a badass. And she's the leader of a coven called the 13, and they're all just like bloodthirsty witches, and I'm so here for it.
It's very Jess. It's giving Jess.
It is. The other character that I'd probably like to be, or at least emulate a little bit more of, is a character, I'm now blanking on her surname, but her first name is Angela, in the I Heart New York series by Lindsay Kelk. Basically, the premise is that during her best friend's wedding, she catches her fiancé having an affair in the back of her, in the back of their vehicle, only to find out that like all of her friends have known that this affair has been going on. So she's like, fuck it. She packs what she has with her, which is her bridesmaid's dress, her bridesmaid's shoes, like her clothes for the next day and her passport. And she just jets off to New York and just starts a whole new life.
Hardcore.
Yeah. And just like, just doesn't give in to the fear. It's just like, fuck it. Like, let's just see what happens.
That's a book series?
It is a book series. Okay. There's like seven of them. There's like I Heart New York, I Heart Hollywood, I Heart Paris, I Heart London.
Are they all her?
Yes, they're all her. And she goes to these different places for like her work.
Cool.
Because she's also a writer.
It's also giving very jazz.
Yeah. So I would love to emulate a little bit more of that like, fuck it, like, let's just do it and see what happens kind of attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Next question. Ooh, this is a juicy one. What is the difference between natural and synthetic crystals?
Natural is from the ground, and synthetic is from a lab.
Yes. Synthetic crystals are, again, doing the repeating atomic structure, but they're just lab created or lab grown. So this often takes a lot less time than it would to naturally form, because, you know, if you think about in the earth, getting the minerals that you need, getting the pressure, getting the heat isn't going to be perfect.
No.
Versus in a lab, you can perfect those, or at least influence those features and get something faster and brighter, colorful, or whatever.
I mean, a classic example is like natural versus heat treated citrine. It's the same thing. It is like amethyst that gets really, really hot and changes color.
Mm-hmm.
But natural happens over a very long period of time, buried underneath the earth, and you get more of like a smoky, like a really smoky, slightly yellow color. Whereas in a lab, you get the really bright, vibrant orange that is the more kind of sought after color for citrine.
Yeah.
Nothing is wrong with either. It's your personal preference. Happens quicker and one happens in the earth.
The other example I like to think of is bismuth. Mm. Bismuth is a beautiful stone, but like, you compare a natural piece of bismuth to like lab grown, and the lab grown ones are just stunning and so fast that they produce them.
I'm definitely a lab bismuth girl over a natural bismuth girl.
I have a tattoo of a lab bismuth. Where is it? It's gone.
There.
It disappeared. Yeah. It's right there. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm definitely probably more of a natural citrine girly over
same, a
heat lab citrine.
Then again, I don't really like orange, so that's probably
enough,
why.
But again, personal preference, you are not wrong for having synthetic crystals. A crystal shop is not wrong for selling them, as long as they're like labeled
open
as such.
And honest about it.
Yeah.
Which we talked about in a previous episode.
We talk a lot about sort of like the ethics of crystals and like the differences between man-made and natural in our episode with Kyle, the crystalline mage.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful.
Cool. What is the weirdest food combination you've ever tried and actually enjoyed? I feel like this is more of a you question. fun fact about Jess is that she has emetophobia, which is the fear of vomiting. It's the root to a lot of my mental health issues. My therapist says it's likely because I'm on the autism spectrum. I have not gone to investigate this further. But regardless, the short of the long of it is I eat very plain foods because a lot of the time I'm terrified that food is going to make me sick. So I guess the weirdest food combination that I've ever eaten and enjoyed would be like a Vegemite and cheese because a few people here don't like that.
I don't.
My partner Jake loathes Vegemite and cheese. He thinks it's an abomination. I'm like, what do you mean? But yeah, so I guess that would be the weirdest food combination for me, and it's really not that weird.
So mine comes with the story, and I'm going to apologize to Jess ahead of time.
Oh, that's fine.
So when I was traveling through China, I was fed a dish and wasn't told what it was.
That is my worst nightmare.
So it looked like sushi. It was like a wrap. It looked like something wrapped. And I ate it and it had like this really pronounced crunch.
Oh no.
And then like soft inside. And I was like,
was this when you were like, were you vegetarian at this point?
No, I wasn't vegetarian at this time. Okay. So we're good.
Okay.
So I was chewing and I was like, it's really crunchy, like something really, really crunchy. And then like gooey in the middle and it very savory, it like very flavorful. And I was like, this isn't bad. So I asked them, I was like, what is it? And he's like, oh, it's chicken head. So they had like wrapped up a deep fried chicken head. And so you eat through and the brain is the squishy part on the inside.
Ah, I was trying to figure out. I was like, eyeballs?
And it was one of those moments where you stop and go, well, I've already eaten it. There's nothing I can do about it now. So I guess that is the weirdest thing.
Clearly you weren't that deterred by the taste or the texture because you sort of kept...
Yeah. Well, I was trying to be respectful.
Fair enough.
When someone serves you something, you eat it kind of thing.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
My brother's eaten snails.
I have had escargot as well.
Yeah. And frog legs.
Oh, I've had that as well. Very, very yummy, actually.
He definitely preferred the frog legs over the escargot.
Oh, I don't know. Give me some garlic butter. I mean, vegetarian now, so I'm not going to, but yeah. You know.
Yeah. If you were stranded... Oh, wait, no, sorry. It's my turn. Yeah.
My turn.
Sorry, stealing
my thunder. Okay. What are the healing properties of crystals? This is an easy one because every single crystal has different healing properties.
I guess it depends on what kind of healing you're after.
If you're looking for something for everything, I recommend clear quartz. Because
it's good for everything. It's literally called the master healer of crystals.
Yeah, so that's my answer is the healing properties of crystals are really vast and wide. But if you want
one... And everyone's going to have a different opinion as well. Some people use X for...
Y and...
Whatever. Yeah. And others would recommend something else. So
yeah. I had someone come into the store today and was like, oh, I've heard that carnelian is really good for relaxation and anti-anxiety. And I was like, you know what? If I'm being honest with you, as like an owner of a crystal shop, what I find funny is that when you look online, every crystal's good for it. Like if you're just reading online,
yeah,
every crystal is said to be good for relaxation and anti-anxiety.
I guess I could kind of see where they were coming from, like, because it's a very passionate stone. And I feel like when I'm in the throes of like passion, and I don't even necessarily mean sexual passion, just passion in general. I definitely think that like, I'm less anxious. So I could sort of see where they were going with that.
I just feel like you're like reaching, you know what you mean? Yeah. Like, okay. Like there's like ABC middlemans in between that.
Yeah.
And so I told them like, you know, go with whatever you are drawn to.
If you pick up the carnelian and you're like, oh, yes, I feel zen.
Yeah.
Great.
Amazing. It's doing its job.
That's what it's there for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it was a weird one. Yeah.
But anyway, your turn.
Okay. If you were stranded on a deserted island and could only bring three things, what would they be?
Ooh. A tarp. I've been watching Alone. Okay.
That's actually a really good answer. A tarp.
I would bring a tarp. I would bring fishing line. Sorry, I've been watching survival shows, so now I'm like, I know exactly what I would bring.
Fair enough.
I would bring a ferro rod. It's a little rod.
Ferro rod?
It's called a ferro rod.
Okay.
It's a little rod that you use to start fires. Like sparks.
Okay.
Mine is like a very like, I'm gonna survive this island.
No, that's cool. I would bring like a scout's backpack.
That's cheating.
Why is that cheating?
Three items.
Why is that cheating? Tell me.
Is the backpack empty?
No, of course not. It's a scout's backpack.
Fuck off. You can't bring a backpack full of things and count it as one.
Says who? I see no stipulations here.
Fine. Just bring
I see no fine print. Thank you very much.
Okay. I'm going to bring a suitcase full of... No,
yeah, do it.
All right. Jess is bringing a scout backpack.
I'm bringing a scout backpack. I'm bringing like a flare gun.
Oh, good. Good one. Good call.
Part of me is like, I should just bring a mode of transportation. Actually, you know what? No, I do know how to steer a boat. I used to do powerboat racing. I'm going to bring a fucking dinghy with me.
Ooh. You did powerboat racing?
Yeah. Yeah. Other kids were doing netball and and soccer and
kick.
And I was racing powerboats.
I'm just imagining you like just getting air off of these powerboats.
Oh, and that's exactly...
With you know those really extreme sunglasses? And you're like...
That's exactly what it is. Particularly depending on the, weather conditions of the day. It's exactly what it is.
I learn something new about you every day.
Well, my family all compete in the Avon Descent, which, if you don't know, is a massive, powerboat and or, canoe race that happens in August. It's a, 2-day event. My family compete in the powerboat section. Jake's family compete in the canoe section. Yeah.
What?
So before we even met, we were probably at the Avon Descent together. But yes, it's my family are powerboat racers. And so I got into powerboat racing for a good year.
I don't know what to say.
It was good fun. It's good fun. It's the only sport I'm good at.
Okay. Good to know. Oh my God. So note to self, I just let you take control of the boat.
Yeah.
All right. How do I choose the right crystal for me? Oh, I love this question. So the right crystal for you is the crystal that you're drawn to. And oftentimes when we say that, it can be a little vague. And for everyone, it's a little bit different.
Sorry, what did you say? Vague.
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 Stop making fun of my accent.
I thought you said the F slur. Vague.
How do you say it?
Vague.
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 Vague. Bag.
All right.
Sorry.
That was actually Mina.
Okay. Sorry. So, yes. It can be a bit vague.
Okay. Some people feel like a hot touch, or a warm touch when they hold onto a crystal. Some feel a little bit cool or shivering.
Tingles.
Some people hear a voice that it's like, pick me. Some people don't feel anything at all. And they're like, no, I didn't. I'm just not ready for that. Some people get an aversion. One time I picked up lemon calcite, which is all about procrastination or anti-procrastination and motivation. And I was like, no. So just allowing yourself to feel into it. And don't worry, you're not going to look silly if you're in a crystal shop. Just go around, feel the crystals, touch them, see what happens.
I guarantee you we're not going to be staring at you if you're picking up a crystal and sort of standing there, holding it and stuff, because it happens every day, and staff do it too.
Yeah, and no one in any crystal shop would feel weird about that.
And don't feel like because you don't get, a physical reaction, it's not meant for you.
Sometimes I see a crystal, I'm like, ooh, sparkly, and then I'm drawn to it just for...
Yeah, it can also just be a visual thing, and sometimes you pick up a piece and you're like, I'm not really feeling anything physical, but I like the way that it looks. And then in a couple of weeks you'll pick up that same piece and suddenly it's pulsing because now's the time to work with it or whatever. So also don't be deterred if you don't feel anything
like right away.
Because I've also had customers who are like, oh, I've heard that you're supposed to feel something, but I'm not feeling anything. I'm like, that's okay. Like, if you're a beginner, like, it takes time to like attune to those energies as well anyway.
And even if you have a rough day, it's hard to like get yourself back into the groove and
be like, yeah.
Focused or whatever.
Yeah. So sometimes it'll be really obvious that a piece is meant for you. And others, you know, sometimes it won't be as obvious, but.
Like, I do a workshop at the store called I'm New Here that, like, teaches beginner guide. It's a beginner's guide to crystals. And we go around and kind of talk around about how we feel when we touch certain crystals. And, like, there are, like, every single time we do it, there's someone that's like,
I feel nothing.
I feel nothing. And then the next crystal, they might feel something. So don't worry about it.
It's all good. Oh. It's all good. Have you ever walked out of a movie theater because the movie was so bad?
Absolutely not.
I haven't, but I've wanted to. And it was only because I was with people who drove me to the movie theater and everything else was closed that I stayed.
What movie was it?
Bad Neighbors.
Oh. Yeah, okay. That's fair.
Yeah, like I was watching through it and like there's the like milking scene where he like milks his wife and I was like and I got through that. And then they were like plastering their ding-a-lings to make like dildos and sell them. And I got through that. And then they made a R-word joke.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, "And I'm out."
Yeah. The only reason I've never, like, there are movies where I've gone to the movie theaters and been like, I am not impressed. And I do the whole, like, foldy arm thing. But at the same time, I'm like, I have paid for this.
Yeah.
I have paid an exorbitant amount of money. Well, I'm going to enjoy this cold air. And
yeah. Like, yeah. Well, is there a film that you, like, would have walked out on?
Oh, I can't think off the top of my head. Probably... I really did not love The Maze Runner. I thought it really went a little bit off from the original.
The first Maze Runner film is so good.
Okay, we can agree to disagree.
That's fine. I'd never read the books, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
I
never read the books, but, like, I watched... During the first wave of COVID in 2020, I watched a lot of dystopian movies because they're in large franchises and they're long films. Yes, so I got through the entire Maze Runner, like... trilogy. And the first one I really enjoyed. The second and third one were incredibly convoluted and I couldn't figure out how the first one was connected to the rest of the franchise.
Yeah, it's we're not going to go on a Maze Runner rant because
actually be here for a while.
Yeah. We definitely would be.
On a similar note, Divergent is trash. Yes. Sorry for any Divergent fans, but the films are trash.
The films are trash. I agree. That was another one. I was literally, when we were thinking about it, I was like, I would have either chosen that one or The Maze Runner.
Yeah. Again, the first Divergent film is fine. It's whatever. And then, yeah.
Where were we up to? Oh, how do I cleanse and charge my crystals?
We have a whole podcast episode about
this. We do. So instead of answering this question, I'm going to say go back to crystals and cleansing.
But quickly, what's your favorite way?
My favorite way is selenite.
Selenite?
I'm too lazy to do it any other way.
It's not just because I have an incense business, but it is incense. And it's probably because I'm a fire child and like smoke and fire. I like to cleanse with incense.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Beautiful.
Beautiful. What's the craziest dream you've ever had?
I feel like we've talked about this.
We have. We've talked about, like, because you've talked about, like...
Moldavite,
yeah.
So the craziest dream I ever had was I... dreamed that we lived in like a futuristic society and everything was like a futuristic utopia, except for the only difference was that like dogs were really smart and like they were super intelligent beings. And I invented a machine that like stole the intelligence because like humans were lesser.
Yeah.
And I took this machine and I used it on my dog Gabby, who was like a neurosurgeon, like that kind of like level of intelligence. She was like the thinker of her time. And I took it and I like stole all of her intelligence.
Yeah.
And then when I woke up, she's just staring at me like, like tongue out, eyes like wide, like and, like not a single brain cell there, just like just blank. And I woke up crying because I was like, look what I've done to you. So yes, that's my weird dream.
I just have really dark dreams, and I don't, and like to like a level of darkness that I'm not comfortable sharing on the podcast in case I like trigger some people.
Okay, fair.
I wouldn't say I have weird dreams. I have a lot of very dark dreams.
Okay.
In saying that though, like a reoccurring anxiety dream that I have is that my rabbits keep producing rabbits and they like fall into a pool and keep like drowning.
Oh.
That's when I know I'm
particularly like the overflowing rabbit.
Pretty much, like, yeah. That's when I know I'm feeling particularly like anxious or like out of sorts about something is if that dream comes up.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so sad.
It is sad, but it's all right because my rabbits are sterilized, so there's no way of that actually happening.
Good to know. Good to know. All right. What is the best way to store my crystals? Oh, any way you want it. That's
yeah.
Just make sure that they stay dry is really the thing. So, like, there are certain crystals that I use as display. I keep them out in my living room, in my bedroom, in my office. I just have them out. Mm. And, you know, like, I'll take a duster to them to keep them whatever. And then the crystals that I tend to use mostly for, like, energetic work, I will keep in a bowl, like, on my bedside table or in a little cabinet type thing, like, very, like, briefcase-like thing, and I keep them in there. And then my, like, crystal jewelry I have, like, on a hanger. So, like, there's... I don't know. There isn't really a hard and fast rule about how you store your crystals.
I guess if I was going to give any kind of rule is if you care about the, like, how bright and vibrant your crystals stay, be cautious about the amount of light they're getting.
Yeah, there are some that are UV
unlike
sensitive.
Plants, crystals don't like light. So crystals like amethyst and fluorite, like the purples, will bleach out in the sun.
This is true.
That doesn't in any way diminish their like healing properties or their energies at all. But if you want them to stay the color that they are when you first purchase them, just be wary of where you place them in terms of like light in your house.
Yeah. Avoid direct sunlight.
Yeah.
I suppose is a good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, and if you have like clear quartz, also don't put that in direct sunlight.
Well, especially
if it's a clear quartz sphere.
Yeah, because that can refract and start a fire.
So also be careful about that. Those are really the only, I guess, rules that I would give someone. But yeah, whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, good.
If you could be an animal for a day, what would you choose?
Ooh, I know exactly my answer.
Okay, go for it.
I would be a three-toed sloth.
Okay.
Because my like Taurus rising just like erupted. I was like, it's Taurus season, baby. I want to be a three-toed sloth because like I just want to hang out and like climb around slowly and grow moss on me. And
nice.
I thought I'd choose a water creature, but like immediately the sloth came to mind. I was like, they're so sweet.
That's cool. I would be a spotted eagle ray.
A spotted eagle ray? Oh, like a stingray?
A stingray, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
cute.
Yeah. The kind that like Mr. Ray is in Finding Nemo. Yeah,
cute.
Yeah, I'm going to explore the ocean and not fear it.
Very fair.
And not fear.
Very fair.
Look, I could get eaten by a shark if I were a stingray. That's true. But at least I'd have a little barb that would like... Yeah. I know a lot of people are probably assuming rabbits based purely off of my tattoos, but
well, if it was based on tattoos, I'd be some sort of aquatic animal. But
mate, rabbits get hunted. Rabbits prey. Yeah, I'm not surviving a day being a rabbit.
I would not want to be a rabbit.
So I would be a spotted eagle ray.
Ooh, okay. How do I know if my crystals are working?
I'm not too sure if I follow the question. Like,
I think it's like if the energy is actually doing anything.
Oh, okay. Look, it's a sense that you develop as you work more with crystals and tap into your intuition a lot. I know when I first started, I had no fucking clue, none. And like these days now, I get a better sort of inclination of, okay, this is feeling a little bit energetically like dimmed, or it's done. I feel like it's a sense that you just like grow.
Definitely a sense that you grow. So I have one thing that I'm going to recommend is a journal. So I use like my day planner as my like, cause I wish I could commit to full time to a journal, but I just never can.
Oh no, neither.
I have a bazillion beautiful journals. Same. And not, like none of them are written in. They're like two pages and that's it. But I do have a day planner, and in my day planner, I keep track of kind of crystals like that I'm working with for the week. And I will keep like a little chart of like, hey, like reflection of like, did that, like, how was I actually working? Mm-hmm. And you tend to notice things like if I'm working with appetites, like, oh man, I'm really hitting those goals that I set for myself.
Yeah.
Or lemon calcite is like, wow, I was super productive today. Oh, maybe not a little that day. I should cleanse my lemon calcite. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, ooh, I had a dream last night. Ooh, that amethyst is really working. So like, keep track and see if you over time notice a little bit of anything.
Nice. Yeah. Journaling. I didn't think about journaling, but that, yeah.
Pro tip.
Yeah. That works for sure. Yeah. Otherwise you'll eventually just
get a sense. Yeah. You do get a sense.
You get a sense.
On my like day to day ones, like the ones that I'm holding, I do get a sense of like,
yeah.
The spirit has entered my body.
Holy Spirit, activate. Holy Spirit, activate. Yeah. What is the most embarrassing thing you've ever done in public? Again, I have no shame.
I don't think
I have no shame, and I also don't drink. So,
yeah.
Like, there isn't really a story. I mean, I can tell you the story of when people thought I would be most embarrassed, but I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was having a great time. And that was the time that it was, like, my birthday party and people were at my house. And I did a rendition of Part of Your World in my pool fully clothed. People assumed that I was drunk and I was going to regret my decisions the next day, but I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't drink. I was cold sober doing that, having the best time of my life.
I can't think of a time I was actually embarrassed. I know that sounds so stupid, but I think like when I started Crystal and Stone, I didn't like looking at myself in the camera. I didn't like the sound of my voice. And over time, it's just like that part of me is just completely like died and like gone. And I'm like, I have like shriveled away. And I'm like, I have no need to look back at anything. And like, yeah, I look back at the, for example, my fringe and be like, oh God, what was I thinking? But like, no, I'm not embarrassed by it. I'm still like, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're boring.
Sorry, we're boring. Yeah. We're not particularly. I mean, I'm sure there are things that people would deem embarrassing, but I myself am not embarrassed by them.
Yeah. Cool. All right. On to the next crystal question. I work with multiple crystals at once?
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
We both are big advocates for working with multiple crystals at once. More is more.
Yeah. More is more. I always in store use the example of it's all about intention.
Yeah.
So for example, like I really love to use lepidolite for calming and for sleeping. I probably wouldn't pair it with something like lemon calcite because that's again anti-procrastination motivation. But as I was telling someone this story in the store, I had a customer come up and be like, well, I like to pair them together because I like to be calm while I get shit done. And I was like,
oh, that's cool.
Cool.
Love that.
Good for you. Love that for you. So just, I personally would pair something like lepidolite and amethyst because my intention behind them was to calm down. Mm. So again, I definitely pair my crystals together. I do it all the time. I do it in grids. I do it on my necklaces. I do it in my pockets every time. Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I'm sure you're wearing multiple crystals.
I am.
I'm wearing multiple crystals. I'm wearing a pink tourmaline and a honey calcite right now.
I have them in my pocket.
Yeah. I am also a big advocate of crystal grids. You can absolutely work with multiple crystals at once. Yeah, like Dylan said, it's all about intention, what you're trying to strive for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Easy.
Do you believe in aliens? Insert, frick, what is that show called?
X-Files.
X-Files theme song. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Scully.
I think it's naive to think that we are the only living organisms in a universe this large. However, I don't think aliens are what Hollywood has produced aliens to be. If I were going to guess what aliens were like at all, it would be like the alien in Life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Life is a film with like Jake Gyllenhaal, Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. It's on Netflix. It's a horror sci-fi and like it is fucked up. So watch it at your own risk. But yeah, if I were gonna guess if an alien were out there, I would say it would most likely be like Life as opposed to like an ET.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat as you. I think it's naive to believe that like we're alone, but at the same time, I don't. I was thinking on the other end, I was like, probably like Nope from Jordan Peele. It's like, this completely like just mind warping thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure one day we'll find out.
Yeah.
Can crystals help with physical ailments? My school of thought is that no crystal will ever be a replacement for a medical professional.
Yes.
And they are great complementary care because they help you move your energy where it needs to be. It helps you focus your energy on something tangible. Mm.
And there have been tons of studies done about like emotional outlook versus like physical payoff, you know, people
yep.
who are more positive, you know, it skews that they tend to have a better and quicker
recovery.
And
there are crystals that are known to be associated with certain healing properties. However, I just like, you know, and I'll let people know that, but how I just, I'm cautious to say that like, this is going to cure you.
Yeah. We're not doctors.
No,
we are never going to give medical advice.
This is going to take the pain away. No.
Yeah. No. If you find a crystal and it works for you in that way, bloody amazing. I'd love that for you. But we're not going to advise that it's going to, you know, cure your broken leg or, you know, cure your cancer. Cancer is one that we get a lot in store. It's just not something that we're going to advise. In saying that, there are crystals that are used in medical practices,
yeah.
Like cobalt in like various joint replacements.
Yeah.
Some of the minerals and stuff that makes up lapidolite also happens to be an antidepressant.
This is true.
But
again, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jess.
Okay. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Shapeshifting.
I was also going to say shapeshifting.
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 100%. I just feel like you could get away with so much.
Oh, see, I wasn't even thinking like human-wise.
No. No, I'm like human and animal. You could get away and do so much.
I don't think I necessarily want to get away with anything. I just want to like run really fast and know what that feels like and fly and like know how to fly. Like, and I feel like I would get a lot of other superpowers by being able to shapeshift.
That's true. See, I agree.
I'd be able to breathe water. I would be able to fly. I would be able to run really fast.
Yeah, I feel like I need, like, Rogue's power, like X-Men Rogue.
I can have
other people's power. No, actually, I'm lying. Mystique is my, like, favorite superhero from X-Men. Like,
I just want to shapeshift.
Right, I just want to shapeshift.
I just want to shapeshift.
A close second, though, is teleport, just because I hate airports. Like,
I was rewatching Star Trek a few weeks back, and I was like, God, I just wish we had teleporters.
So good. All right, we have time for a few more before we have to wrap things up. Making sure that that's the time. Yeah, okay, cool. We have time for a few more. How do I incorporate crystals into my daily routine?
You can wear them. If you're one to do like mindful journaling or mindful meditating, sitting with them, if you're one to go on like hikes, taking crystals with you to aid your mindfulness practice, you can have them just around your house in terms of decor and things that sort of brighten up your day when you see them.
I've even seen and like talked to people who use like the worry stones, like the mm-hmm. one or like a tumble. Mm-hmm. They use them in meetings to help like fidget, mm-hmm. things like that.
Yeah.
So they can be used as tools, right? And not just as items to have around.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about them. But I think the easiest way is probably just wearing them.
Yeah. Just putting it on your body and forgetting it for the rest of the day, letting it do its thing.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. What's your favorite thing to do when you're feeling down? Can I guess?
Yes, you can guess.
Watch The Little Mermaid?
Yep, 100%. So Jaden knows, like, if we come home and I put on The Little Mermaid, he will leave me alone for a while, and then he'll come in and be like, sweetie, you okay? I'm like, part of your world. It's definitely my comfort movie, and I'm very much looking forward to the new one.
For me, it is probably watching cooking related films.
Ooh.
So Ratatouille, Julia and Julie, Chef, No Reservations, 100-Foot Journey.
Have you seen the new one?
The Menu?
The Menu.
I have, yes.
Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it, yeah. I wouldn't call it a comfort film, though, because it's like a thriller.
Yeah.
It's a cooking thriller. These are more like slice of life.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Cute, I like that.
I know, I have food phobias and my comfort films are food movies. Yeah, mate, my therapist is also equally confused.
Can crystals protect me from negative energy? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So there are
energy vampires.
Yeah. There's different ones for different things. Like I like tourmaline, like black tourmaline, because it kind of puts up an energetic wall around you. Just kind of shuts things out. I also really love pink tourmaline, for the opposite effect and the fact that it helps that defeat that negative inside,
mm-hmm.
like that inner saboteur, to quote RuPaul. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of other kind of crystals that are good for helping with negative energy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an obsidian girly. Some people find obsidian hard to work with. I find tourmaline hard to work with.
Mm-hmm. I like bronzite.
Big fan of bronzite. If you work in retail or any sort of customer service industry,
bronzite takes negative energy and throws it right back at whoever's dealing it. It's just like think of it as like a bronze thing of armor. It's just like, nah, I don't have time for this today, girly. Anyway, yeah. No, I like that one.
Mm. One last question?
Yeah. Now I'm going to have to search, because we have more than what we need.
We're just going to have to call this a part one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Part one.
We'll just call this a part one.
Beautiful.
Okay. So last question for part one. Do you have any weird habits? So here's the thing about emetophobia. I also have OCD. It comes with my emetophobia. So weird habits. I chew mints a lot.
Mints? Yes, mints. You do. Oh,
I chew mints a lot. I would call, some people would consider that a weird habit. I'm trying to think what else people would consider weird.
I was trying to think of this earlier, and everyone was very politely, because I was like, I don't think I have weird things. And everyone kind of was reminding me like, yeah, you do, Dylan. Here's something. in particular, there was another question further on that they were like this, but I consider this a weird habit. I have a weird habit of finishing a coffee and then leaving the cup wherever it is. Like, it's like, could be like mid-sentence, put down the coffee and I'll leave it there for the rest of the day. And there's still coffee in it. It's just, it's gone from my mind. It's done. And I'll then start, like, I'll go make myself another cup of coffee.
In a different mug.
It's definitely something I get made fun of a lot for.
By me.
No, not by Jess.
Not by me.
But that is definitely a weird habit of mine because I don't do that with any other dishes.
Fair.
Like, everything else is, like, either straight in the sink, straight in the dishwasher, done. But you look around my house and there's coffee cups.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah. Weird.
Yeah, for me, I guess, yeah, it's the chewing mints. I have a strict morning and a strict evening routine that if it gets, like, messed up, like, kind of ruins my day. Probably another reason why my therapist thinks that I'm on the autism spectrum. I guess
that's all right. We love and accept you for you.
Thank you. I guess some people would consider that weird. I mean, what's weird?
Exactly. Like, I have a pretty strict morning routine. And when it
like
is
I don't
that,
think you,
I, like I'm yeah. completely thrown off.
Yeah, like I don't think you leaving coffee cups around is like a weird habit. Like I don't think that's weird.
Like I don't like.
I wouldn't like. I don't
chew and eat my fingernails or anything like that.
No, I don't
like
that. I don't do that.
I'm sorry for fingernail eaters out there.
But I also wouldn't consider like chewing nails a weird habit.
No,
it's a very common.
Yeah, like thing. Like especially if you're like nervous or fidgety or something like that.
I guess some people would find it weird that I like typically can't do like focus on work or anything without something in the background, whether it's music or an audiobook or like a TV show that I've watched a bajillion times. Like silence, I can't do it. Can't do it. Not today. The stars aren't aligned.
From the title.
Yeah, I don't know. Like what is a weird habit?
I don't know.
Embrace your weird habits.
Yeah, embrace it.
It's not weird.
I guess, should I do one more?
Yeah, one last crystal question.
How can I use crystals to enhance my creativity? Well, there are crystals for that.
We also did a crystals and creativity episode.
My favorite is blue calcite. I think that one, they call it the muse stone for a reason. It helps you find your inner muse and inspiration. It's a beautiful crystal.
I'm a sodalite girly. Sodalite is also known as the poet's stone. But it's a nice one for like confidence. And I think, and we talked about this in the crystals and creativity podcast. I think when people say that they're not creative, it's actually just that they lack some confidence.
Yep.
And they think that their creativity has to be this like mind blowing, like Picasso-esque finished product. And like, mate, it could just be a stick figure on a piece of paper. Like, and that can be creative.
Or even like bringing creative ideas into your work.
It doesn't have to be like an art medium. Creativity exists in all facets of life.
I do have to say, because we know a particular artist, Annalise, who has used lapis in her paint.
Yes, in her paint. And it's so incredible.
It's like this vivid shade of blue.
Her handle is... let me pull it up.
So if you want to talk about, like, you know, bringing in crystals into your creativity, the blue that she created was just so stunning.
Her handle is AnnaliseArlette.art. So AnnaliseArlette.art. And her most recent post, I don't know if it'll be her most recent post when we post this, but scroll down and find her zodiac wheel that she painted, because the blue is lapis, like infused paint, and it is incredible. Yeah. I hope that I can commission her to do one for my personal birth chart, because it is stunning.
Yes.
It's gorgeous.
I know. She's going to have a lot on her hand because, like,
everyone wants one. Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's finish today with a manifestation minute.
Woo!
Woo. All right. So, what am I manifesting? I have to think about it. Well, actually, you know what? I know what I've been manifesting. Mm-hmm. I have been manifesting just really good health lately.
Nice.
Everyone going around is like, it's the change of the season and like, you know, all of these things. And I feel like
I just had COVID and I'm still recovering from a chest infection.
Yeah. Everyone I feel like is dropping off like flies around me. And I'm like, I feel like I'm getting lethargic and I'm like, okay, get that hot and cold. Yes. No. You know what I mean? And it's
okay, Master Chef.
And I'm manifesting really good health, And I'm manifesting some potentially new business opportunities that I will not be talking about right now. But yes, I am.
You have to claim me in after this.
Yes, I am just manifesting that it's just good stuff coming in.
Nice, yeah. Nice. I am manifesting being able to drop a little bit more into my creative energy.
Ooh.
I've been feeling a little bit creatively stagnant, but at least the last week or so. And
we'll get you some Pinolith. It'll be great.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And I think it's just because I have like a lot of thoughts and like busyness up here. So I think I'm manifesting like quietening that down a little bit so that I can drop in and just...
You know what I wonder? I'm sorry, I just have
to... please.
Is like we've just switched into Taurus season out of Aries. It's like the like passion and fire and creativity, and then it's like, let's relax and lay at home and order pizza. And
well, my Venus is in Taurus.
My Venus is also in Taurus.
Oh, look at us.
Okay. Compatible.
Compatible. Sorry, Jake.
No, I'm sorry. It's not working for me.
No, that's fine.
Anyway, sorry. Yeah, your creativity.
Yeah, so I think I'm just manifesting being able to drop into a bit more creative energy. There are a few opportunities coming up that require my creative energy, and I would like to be able to take advantage of those opportunities.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us for Crystals,
part one
of Crystals and Questions. Yeah, we had so much fun. And if you have any more questions that you'd like us to answer for part two, we still have quite a few to get through.
We do.
But feel free to message us at crystalandstone.podcast and we will
answer them.
As long as
they're appropriate.
As long as they're appropriate. All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Crystal and Stone podcast.
Make sure to follow, like, or subscribe for all your crystal needs.
Next time, we'll be talking about crystals and...
You'll have to tune in to find out.